Welcome to the ASHP Official Podcast, your guide to issues related to medication use, public health, and the profession of pharmacy.
Hello, my name is Noemi Kanin, current PGY2 HSPL resident at UNC Health.
And I'm co-host Lucy Ernst, a current PGY1 HSPL resident at Oregon Health and Science University.
And today we will be chatting with Annie Hafman, a PGY2 informatics and supply chain resident at Vizient in Dallas, Texas, and Stephen Watt, a PGY2 health system administration and leadership resident at University Hospitals in Cleveland, Ohio. Today we'll be discussing their practice journeys, and they will join us for a candid conversation of how meaningful connections propel you towards your next professional milestone. We hope the shared experiences from today's podcast inspire your next steps in this captivating exploration of what lies ahead in the world of possibility. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for kicking us off, Noemi. I'm so excited to chat about this topic today, because if you would have told me about a year and a half ago that I was going to move from Oregon, from Iowa to Oregon for residency, I probably would not have believed you. I also remember back in October of 2022 when I attended PolRC's event titled All About HISPL Residencies. And at this event, I ended up meeting some amazing people that ended up guiding the residency programs I applied to and ultimately led me to seek out a leadership position in PolRC. And without attending that meeting, I would not be on this podcast today chatting with you all. With that being said, I want to kick off our topics today with Annie. Annie, can you talk about how your journey led you to pharmacy and then to pharmacy leadership training? Did you have any surprises along the way? And if so, did you anticipate ending up where you are now? And would you choose this path again?
Yeah, Lucy, gosh, where do I start with all of that? I feel like it's been quite the journey to get to where I'm at today. I'll kind of start from the beginning. I became interested in pharmacy in high school. I was able to shadow actually in a hospital pharmacy. I had a lot of friends that were shadowing surgeries and shadowing nurses, and that's kind of the path they wanted to take. But for me, I loved everything that was happening within the pharmacy. And so kind of found my passion through that shadowing experience. And so ultimately, you know, I went through the undergrad, went into pharmacy school at the University of Iowa. And there I was able to complete a lot of different internships that really kind of sparked interest in a lot of different things for me. And so, you know, I did an inpatient internship as well as an ambulatory care. I worked at a dental school. And so through all of those, I kind of found a passion for, you know, helping patients, but also a leadership aspect that I didn't quite know I was interested in. And so each of those aspects had many mentors that helped me to learn and grow and really find where I was meant to be within the pharmacy world. And so I think that's a big way that kind of shaped me to who I am now and the training I'm in now. And so I guess as far as surprises along the way, I think every day may be a surprise. I definitely did not see myself going into the informatics supply chain leadership realm at all. And so I think that's probably the biggest surprise for me. But I am so thankful that I did. I've made so many meaningful connections. I've really found a passion for utilizing data analytics to, you know, improve patient care, improve supply chain, and different things like that. And so I just think that the networking, the connections, and the opportunities that I really took a grasp on have helped to really shape where I'm at today.
Yeah, it's so interesting to kind of look back at your career and pinpoint those events that, you know, at the time may have seemed insignificant, but ended up making a really big impact on your career and kind of build that puzzle piece towards that next step. It's really interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I also agree, Annie, that was an interesting perspective that you shared, because I know for me, it wasn't until my first APPE experience where I learned about a career path in leadership, and just the individuals I've met along the way have really led me to where I am today. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm forever grateful for that experience, which kind of segues perfectly into our next question. And Stephen, I will leave this one for you to answer. Can you share a personal experience where not knowing what's next led to unexpected opportunities or growth in your career? And this can relate to residency or post-residency plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Thank you, Noemi, for the question. So I would say like one of the unexpected experiences that I had that essentially led to essentially me landing my current role, is that our health system at University Hospital recently went through an epic EHR conversion very recently. And I was I had the pleasure to essentially be able to establish the incident command center during go live and also triaging issues. And at the time, it wasn't something that was essentially part of rotation expectation, but more so my way to organize a lot of these more acute issues that happen when there was anytime there's an EHR or technology go live. One way that I want to sort it is using a dashboard. And just because it's an easier way to visualize data, allows us to track our progress and monitor. So that was kind of my first exposure or first use of my analytic skills that I've built up before. During school, I never had a chance to apply it during residency, but that was one of the time when I did have the experience to apply. I created a dashboard, and that essentially spring-rolled into, you know, everything that came after. Currently I landed a job in operations in oncology pharmacy business and data analytics as well. And so it was kind of unexpected, but essentially ever since that experience, I've been making dashboard monthly for our institution. And that's kind of how it ended up, like how I ended up where I'm at right now. So I'll say it was something that was unexpected and, you know, I got a lot out of it for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, Stephen. First and foremost, want to say congratulations on your new role. I know that's exciting and definitely residency gives you an opportunity to kind of explore interests that you never knew that you had. I know for me, my data analytics skills have definitely improved and I never knew that I had an interest in that until I took an elective rotation. So that's very interesting. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's so interesting to go through rotations and find those different things that you're interested in that may be kind of your niche and finding that through residency and through appy years. But we also talked about before kind of the role of people guiding you in your next steps. So Annie, could you elaborate on the impact of mentorship and networking on your career journey?
Yeah, Lucy, thanks for that question. This has definitely been a huge thing for me throughout my journey, whether it was a formal mentor or someone that I just looked up to. I will say that I don't feel like I focused on, you know, mentorship and guidance enough in my time during pharmacy school. And that's something that I definitely regret. I think I had people in my life and in my professional journey that helped to guide me and kind of transform me into who I am today. But I never worked to seek out those formal mentorship opportunities. And so for those listening that are still in pharmacy school, that's something I definitely would recommend. It can be awkward at first or maybe a little scary to reach out, but I think that those relationships really blossom into something great, into kind of more of a lifelong relationship. But I really did start to dig into finding mentors and networking throughout my PGY1 year. I had a great support system there. And they all helped to really find opportunities within more of the informatics and leadership realm for me. And that was something super important for me going into my first year. And so that was also the year that I also started leveraging more of my own network at that point, you know, going to these different professional meetings, whether it be ASHP mid-year, ASHP Leaders Conference. Right now I'm involved with SOPIT. And so all of those things and professional organizations are great ways to build that network. ASHP Leaders Conference is where I really got to know Noemi, and, you know, she's been a great connection for me to kind of bounce ideas off of professionally. And, you know, we are at the same point in our career right now to kind of learn from each other. And so outside of that, I would say my program itself now at Vizient pushes us to really network and go outside of our bubble. They involve us in so many different projects and committees to help us grow our networking skills. So I've just learned the importance of, you know, taking on that opportunity that might feel kind of out of the box or maybe a little nerve-wracking and really running with it, because a lot of things can really grow from it.
Yeah. I love how you touched on having those formal mentorships throughout pharmacy school and starting off really early. I think that's something I can relate to. And I wish that, you know, I had kind of started that earlier. One of my first mentors really pushed me to seek out internship opportunities and really get my foot in the door with what I wanted to do throughout pharmacy and going into residency. So any students that are listening, I'd really push them to seek out formal mentorships, especially if you don't have family in the medical field.
Yeah, I definitely want to second what Annie and Lucy both just said about mentorship just being very important. I know I speak for a lot of individuals out there when I say that mentorship was a cornerstone to my own career. And I remember one of my mentors telling me that mentorship is a two-way street. And so just like, you know, we're encouraging you all to kind of seek mentors, but also remember to be a mentor as well. And like Annie kind of touched base a little bit about how we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. But I also just want to expand on that and share like each of the individuals on the call today. I've been able to have an opportunity to connect with them on different levels, and we're able to bounce ideas, whether I'm working on a project that I may need help with, or if there's a individual that I need to connect with. I know that anyone on this call can kind of help guide me in that direction and serve as a mentor to me. And I hope that I can also serve as a mentor to them as well. And so all my residents out there, it's never too late to find a mentor. And so we really hope that you guys can kind of take this podcast and use it as that motivation. But thanks for sharing that perspective. And Stephen, we'll bring this next question to you. Can you discuss a specific instance where a chance encounter or relationship significantly influenced your career trajectory?
Yeah, so thank you for that question. So kind of segueing earlier from that mentorship question for Annie, you know, like I have a lot of strong connections. I have strong mentors through our residency and also like, you know, outside residency. So I've always, so that's how I ended up in the leadership route, is because I had, you know, a pharmacy manager that I worked under who was kind of an informal mentor of mine that I kind of took after him a little bit when it comes to that leadership journey. And then following residency, I've also met, you know, wonderful, wonderful leaders. And one of them is actually our oncology clinical manager. You know, he's a close mentor and a good friend of mine. And, you know, I would say like one of the reasons why I got into oncology and specifically the oncology business side is because of the fact that he was my mentor. And like he opened a lot of doors for me. And he also like offered me a lot of unique opportunity because of those more personal relationship that we ended up forming. Right. And, you know, so I would say like that's not definitely something that, you know, when I was a PGY1, it was not a thing. Like my position, current position at the time did not exist. But because of the fact that I was able to expose to essentially these wonderful individuals who really advocated for me and also advocated for area for me to continue to grow and expand myself in, you know, understanding the fact that I have strength in certain areas. And, you know, that's how I ended up finding myself in analytics and also oncology, which is, I would say, like before residency was not one of those areas that my school really touched on. But then like, you know, because of, you know, Nick, you know, my mentor, you know, I really, you know, fell in love with HemOnc and, you know, want to see how it works in, as alongside with analytics and business.
Yeah, Stephen, I love that story. And thank you for sharing, because I know I can relate a lot to that. I remember my first mentor from my API, my very first API rotation was in an administration rotation. And it was at UT Southwestern with Joshua Blackwell. I definitely have to give him a shot. But I remember it was like my second day of rotation, and he asked me what I wanted my next steps to be. And I was not sure, but throughout the course of that rotation, I remember one day he just comes up to me and he's like, "You're admin." And if it wasn't for that conversation with him, I'm not sure, you know, which direction I would have gone with my career, but I'm forever grateful for that chance interaction. And who knows if my rotation schedule would have been any different if me and him would have had that opportunity to connect. And now he's still a great mentor to me now, and definitely has guided me into my next step as I step into my career. So I could definitely relate to that a lot. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. And I really enjoy talking about the specific instances or chance encounters that we have throughout our career. And I think a really great place to make these relationships and form these connections are at professional conferences, especially ASHP leaders. One of the pieces of advice that we got through PALRC was the rule of threes at a conference. So if you see three people in a group, go up and ask if you can join. Try to point out, you know, three people in a room, someone you don't know and someone you do know, and really make sure you're forming those relationships as you go throughout those conferences. So really interesting stories, and thank you both for sharing. But with that, we can kick it off to our last topic, which is kind of the concept of this podcast. So the concept of happy not knowing. How do you see this evolving in ongoing changes in the professional landscape? And what advice do you have for individuals who may feel anxious or stressed out about not having a clear path ahead in their careers?
I can kick us off with this question. So I would say, like, don't be too anxious and don't take things too seriously. to all my students and also residents who might be listening, just to know that the professional landscape is constantly evolving and constantly changing. And the fact that like there's always more opportunities that we like to think. That's something that I always like to, like, that I thought about after graduating from pharmacy school, was the fact that like once I hit residency, that's when I started to see a lot of options. I would say like supply chain and automation was something that I don't think was touched on heavily when I was in school, right? Informatics was not something that was heavily touched on. But then like those are important aspects of pharmacy. And also like we're growing in a lot of quote unquote, like let's say stewardship, financial stewardship for high dollar medication. Like these are areas that I would say like we're not quote unquote, the popular area, like the clinical sciences that we typically experience. But then like, it's okay to not know what we, you know, what we want to do right out of school, because like that's kind of what residency or professional conferences are for, is for you to meet people. It's for you to also find yourself in a way, find what really works for you and what you like. And also that interest might actually change too. I would say like my interest in what I want to do for my career alter like at least 5 times throughout residency. It's all about the people you meet, the experience that you're exposed to, you know, and also take advantage of the unique opportunity, unique connection that you form throughout your journey. And hopefully like, you know, you will land somewhere that you will love to be at. And again, like also still be flexible and nimble, because that might change years to come.
Yeah, I agree with everything that Steven said. I feel like I have a very similar thought in this happy not knowing. I think you can take that both, you know, looking at the pharmacy landscape to start, you know, we don't know what's coming up. I think he really talked about, you know, we didn't talk about informatics within school, you know, maybe not enough into oncology, and that seems to be Steven's interest. We didn't hit into automation, different things like that. And so I think when you're in school, you can't see, you know, past graduation, right? You're just trying to make it through that next test, through the next semester, and then ultimately crossing that stage to get your diploma. But there's such a large world outside of pharmacy school, outside of residency, that you get to learn about through, you know, all of the networking connections you can make, through the mentors you have. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just realizing, you know, take every opportunity that comes your way and really work to create your own opportunities as well, because that can, A, you know, grant you some clarity on the path that you want to go, but also will lead you to somewhere that you never expected to go. And so I would definitely say for me, informatics and supply chain leadership was that. I had no clue what it was. I took a rotation in it and found, you know, a passion for it. And so I'm so thankful for that chance that I got that rotation, but also for all the mentors along the way that gave me opportunities to, you know, grow my passion within that area. So I think it's great to know your path. And I think as pharmacists, a lot of us that tend to be more type A and want to know, you know, what is that next step? What am I going to do tomorrow or next week? But, you know, exploring all of those opportunities is so important to help you really find that passion.
Wow. What are some strong words of sentiment from both of you all that you guys share with everyone? I really wish we could talk all day about this topic. I'm getting energized and just motivated about what's next. And the world of possibilities are definitely endless. And I've had so much fun learning about everyone's career journey today. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. And I really want to thank Annie and Steven for joining us today and sharing their story. And we ask that you join us here at ASHP Official and the Practice Journey podcast as we learn about how our members seek out, grow, and evolve during their careers. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you both.
Thank you for listening to ASHP Official, the voice of pharmacists advancing healthcare. Be sure to visit ashp.org/podcast to discover more great episodes, access show notes, and download the episode transcript. If you loved the episode and want to hear more, be sure to subscribe, rate, or leave a review. Join us next time on ASHP Official.